Avodah Zarah, Perek Dal, Mishnah Ches. We're going to go back now to an inyan that we discussed. Bekitzer. Came up a little bit, and now we're going to tuzach rain in these inyanim in great depth. There's a musik called Yayin Nesach. It's one of the surim of Avodah Zarah. Like you have Takrovis Avodah Zarah and Avodah Zarah itself. So Yayin Nesach is also Midaraisin. It's also Beshtiyah for sure. It's also Bahano, like Avodah Zarah. Chazal created a new framework, what we call generally Yayin Nesach. We don't have real life the Avodah Zarah. So we're not talking about Yayin that was Nisnasach. What we call Yayin Nesach, that needs a hashgacha, you have to be careful and at home and the cleaning lady, etc. All the complicated halachos of Yayin Nesach that come up is really under the heading of what's called Stam Yenom. Stam Yenom means any wine that comes into contact with a goy in some way. We'll have to learn how and what and where and when. But if it comes into contact with a goy in Gevissa Ifanim, it has a din of Stam Yenom, they asked it. It's a drabonon, but they gave it a very strong iser, where they asked Stam Yenom, the underlying motive, so to speak, was even though they asked it k'ilu was nesnasach mishum yayin nesach, but the underlying framework was to aser yayin that comes into contact with the goy, because the same way there were goys or other gzeris which under the heading of kashrus in order to keep eating away from goyim. Now this gzeris in stages. Stam yayinum shal akum they aser from a chshash shem nesnasach lavei dezora, and because it's a chshash actually of nisu chayayin of lavei dezora, they aser bahano. But they also asked any Yiddish wine that comes into contact, like we said, with God. This is the din that we're really familiar with. Not Goyish wine, it's Yiddish wine that came into contact with the Goy. They asked it like Stam Yenom. Stam Yenom is wine from them, they asked Bahano. The Yayin that's Shel Yisrael, that a Goy touched, is Mutter Bahano. That they only asked B'shtir. And again, like we said, L'chayru, they did was they broke any ability for Yidden to socialize with Goyim over a cup of wine by making also shtia, but it's not also Bahano. What's not so clear is Bizman Hazeh, that a regular Goy is not Menasech Yayin Lavei Dezora, they just don't do it, it's not part of their thing, where the wine that's gotten from a Goy is Stam Yenom, should be also Bahano, or it's only also b'shtia. That's also b'shtia last man the Polik. Is it also also Bahano? Major Nafkamina. Person gets an end of the year gift from a colleague. I hate to use the word colleague because what these gzeres does is to create that a yid and a guy who work in the same place, they are not colleagues. A yid is never a colleague with a guy. That's exactly the point. But al-Kabbalah, a yid gets an end of the year. The company gifts an expensive $200 bottle of wine to a yid. If it's also bahano, so then you have to throw it out. There's nothing you can do. You can't even give it to the cleaning lady. If it's also bishtir, you could go to the store and you could get back money. V'chule v'chule. You could be nana from it. So this is a major nafkamina. We'll leave the hakhra lahalokha beyond our discussions. The taisis about it. There's a whole shmuz in Yeridah. Some kufchav dalit. Ayin shah. One other point. We're geyser on wine that a guy touched. What's the touching that's aser bishtir? A touching which could be menasech, which could turn it into Avodah Zarah, which could be Nisnasech L'Avodah Zarah. What does it mean to be Nisnasech L'Avodah Zarah? L'chayr, to pick up the bottle of wine. It's a bottle of Blosh Shabli. Sorry, Rabbi, so that's as sophisticated as I get. Sitting on the table. And the guy picks it up. The picking it up, in order to be Nisnasech L'Avodah Zarah, would have to be picking it up and pouring it. The Gemara Lamaisa speaks out, the Rishonim explains, this is where our halachas come from, is that even not pouring, but just to shuckle the wine, that itself would be also a form of Avodah Zarah, which shaloi bifnei Avodah Zarah. Therefore, a guy touched wine, there's wine in a Yiddish fridge, and a guy just touched a bottle of wine, doesn't become aser, not bano, not b'shti either. But if it's Yiddish wine and the guy picked it up, the picking up itself would be aser. The lashon is shichshuch, is some type of movement. So if the goy was noga b'yayin v'lo shichshuch a klal, it does not become aser b'hano. But even a shichshuch kal is a chshash nisuch, so mela any maga from the goy is aser b'hano then. Why? Because we look at it as a chshash nisuch. And again, what's the status of a goy b'zman hazeh? That's a good question. Now let's learn the Mishnah. Loikchin gas be'uto min ha'ovid kechovin. One is allowed to buy a gas, is wine. The wine was processed in a pit called a gitter shel yayin. But he can buy, when we say we're loikchin gas, we're not talking about buying the pit, we're talking about buying the wine. The way they processed the wine is that they had machinery where they pressed out the wine from the grapes, they stepped on it, they step on the wood to press the wine properly. So this is talking about gas that bu'uta min ha'ovid kechovin, was stepped on. Like you have a shor in Bava Kama is bu'uta, over here also you have a stepping on it to produce the wine. One is allowed to buy. There's no chashi yayin ezek, afal pi shehu noitel biyodoy, even though the goy takes from the grapes that are smashed in the pit, v'noisen l'tapuach, and he puts it into the place where they gather. Tapuach is just something round, it's not an orange or an apple. It's a place where they put the used up grapes. L'chor, by definition, that means he touched the wine. If he's taking the pieces of grape, then there's some wine over there that he touched. And remember, the yayin ezek is also b'mashu. So l'chor, it's going to ask off all the wine in the pit. From deswegen, the Mishnah says, when it's on the top, when it's just the pieces of grape, it's not yayin ezek yet. The yayin ezek is only when it's in its final form, when it's in the bottom of the pit. There it's wine. When it's on top, we look at it as part, even the little bits of juice that came out, we see that as just produce from a grape. A grape does not have din yayin ezek. Yorad labor, after it goes into the bar and it's there as liquid, it's chal, a shem yayin, mashe babor osur, v'hashar, that nisha begas, mutter, that is allowed to, even though the guy touched, he's allowed to drink. Because like we said, that at that point, it's not awesome. Mishnah says, "Dorchin imoivik kechovin begas." One is allowed to work. We're talking about a Yiddish worker. He's allowed to press the same notion that we had in Mishnah Ches. He's allowed to press grapes in the gas for a goy. What's the noise? Included in the framework of Yisuri Hano, any Yisuri Hano, is also one is not allowed to earn money from dealing with Yisuri Hano. In the simple sense, Yisuri Hano would only mean if a person's an enemy, guf hadover. That means he has orlo, klai akerim, and he sells it. So he'd be over that by yayin ezek also. But what happens if somebody's working for a company that's producing orlo? Or more than that, he's schlepping orlo from place to place, he's a pashta laborer, he's a truck driver, and he's driving a truckload of orlo from place to place. That is not really in the Isser Hano, because there you're not being nene from the Zach itself. You're being nene, that's a job that you're doing, that you're working with. You're not being nene miguf hadover. That being said, there's an Isser Drabonon on that type of thing in any Isser Hano. Yayin Nesech would be the same. There's no dam, but it's mavu in the sugis that anybody who's mistake, who makes money from the Isser Hano of Yayin Nesech, the money is also even b'dievet. A person would be even the same issue with Klayim or with Arlo, the money he'd be allowed to keep. Remember that the money itself is not the Isra Hano, the Isra Hano is the doing it. The money that he's getting doesn't have the shame Arlo, so he'd be allowed to be nene from the money. With Yayin Ezek, we're very, very machman, anything that has any association, so the money would be also even with the Yavid. That's Halacha Mufurish and Shulchan Aruch. Because of this, the Mishnah has a concern that this fellow, well, not being nenemi gufayayim, but he is working with the wine, falls under the heading of this type of Issa Hanom and Rabbanu. The Mishnah has to come lafuke, the dorchim m'moivik hachom begas. He's allowed to work stepping on the grapes. Because begas, we learned before in the Mishnah Ches, that at the point where they're in the upper section, they didn't fall yet into the bor below. The gas is the chelik, where they kvetch, where they squeeze out the grapes. At that point, even the little bit of wine that's there, as it's being squeezed out of the grapes, does not have a shem yayin yet. It's considered a shem yayin when it falls into the pit below. In the stage where it's still in the gas, it's not also bano. Therefore, derchim ha'evik ha'chom begas, aval loy boitzunime. He's not allowed to harvest the grapes for turning into wine together with a goy. This is a pella. If he's allowed to, because it's considered grapes at the production stage, so by the picking stage, it's considered wine, not grapes. So here the Gemara introduces another issur. There's not an issur for a yid to be goyim. We're talking over here in Eretz Yisrael, not in California. There's an issur for a yid to be goyim tumah to pay rois in Eretz Yisrael. There's definitely an issur to be goyim tumah to hegdish and to truma. That's an issur deraisa. There's an issur derabbanan to take any pay rois in Eretz Yisrael and willingly be metame them. Why? Because yidin, dohei b'nei yidin, tamid chamin would eat Chulin Altaris HaKadosh, it was a madrega for Yechidei Sgula. And because of that, to be metame is a violation of having that standard being made available. The assumption is that the goy who's picking the grapes were Hukshal Kabal Tumim, there was some mayim on them, and they will become tame by being handled. A yid can't be part of a goy doing that process, because there for sure, there's going to be tumah together with the grapes. Therefore, loy boitzim imay. Yisrael shu oise betumah loy dorchim v'loy boitzim imay. This clearly has nothing to do with Yayin Nesach. We're talking over here about being a mishtatif with a yid who's careless in yonei tumah and he's oise betumah. Loy dorchim v'loy boitzim imay. You're not allowed to have any association. The Dorchin over here is not out to Issa being Nana. We're not talking about Yayin Esa. We're talking over here about a Yid. A Yid is not allowed to have any part of this agricultural process which is being done B'tumah. Period. He's allowed to help him transport. He's allowed to be the truck driver for Chovios Lagas to deliver the barrels that will be used to fill the wine. Umivin imoy, he could bring full bottles of wine minagas. He's not being involved in the production of the wine. That would be also al tumah. But over here, he's involved in the transportation. No, that they didn't ask. Nachtoim shu oise betumah. Nachtoim is a baker. He's talking about a Yiddish baker who's careless in yonei tumah. He's baking his bread and he's giving to customers betumah. One should not engage with him in the process of producing the bread. He shouldn't knead, and he shouldn't make the loaves together with him. When the bread is ready, he's allowed to be the transportation guy, the truck driver, to deliver it to the retail store. Palter is somebody who sells in a store. That is allowed to do. They didn't ask for this agricultural process, not being mishtatev, because it's done bitumah on the transportation, only on the production shabbat.